We're a fairly new campus ministry in Corpus Christi, and we have the unique opportunity of reaching two colleges and not one. And I've been a part of a college ministry, three colleges. That's one. I guess let's get them right. I've only been a part of, I was from a small school in New Mexico, and we only had one. Is it easier, is what I'm asking, to do one thing in a safe, neutral area, not on this college and not on this college? Or is it easier to just say, hey, let's all meet at the courtyard at Texas A&M Corpus? Or I'm just asking because we've never been in this situation. So I'm just asking, what did y'all do if y'all had more? And some of y'all probably do have more colleges being in bigger places. So
when we were in Alton, we worked with SIUE and then Lewis and Clark Community College, and we did separate cross chats for those different things. Right now, we have a school that's down the road from a St. Charles Community College. We don't have any students. Well, we didn't have any students there last year. We're having several there this year, so we're going to try building something there. But in the past, we've done stuff. It seems like, I don't know if it's this way with your schools or not, but like, for instance, at SIUE, people were more willing to go from Lewis and Clark to go to SIUE to do something. People from SIUE weren't going down to the community college to go do stuff. So, I mean, for us, that kind of helped make some of those decisions. And we do most of our stuff in homes, so it's not on either campus anyway. But our big events, like we don't throw a root beer kegger at St. Charles Community College. We invite St. Charles Community College students to come to the Lindenwood one because we just can't do both of those things. So, but our evangelistic Bible studies are in homes, so it totally eliminates that problem.